Mr. Schultz, sir.
Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Yeah.
We have Luna, the head of the United Transportation Union. Steve Ailes, the head of the American Railroad Association. And Jack Hiltz, the negotiator for the railroads here. And we're in the midst of describing the impact of the strike to them. I think it would make quite an impact if you are able to just come in and express your concern about the impact of the strike, your desire to see collective bargaining issues settled by collective bargaining and worked out by the private parties, and urge them to do that.
Just now, not to indicate that we have to do something if they don't do it, because they're...
I wouldn't say that. Obviously, we do. But I think that just expressing your concern and the fact mm-hmm. that we're all watching the impact of this, and it is getting to the point where we... it's very damaging, and of course, then you can just say, other people here have reviewed that. Paul McCracken is here, Jim Hodson, Bill Essery, Abe Lincoln, Obie.
Yeah, I saw that. I got a memo on it, okay, well, how long do you want to... I'll come in at the last of the meeting. About how long are you going to go on now?
Well, I think...
Oh, you want to come earlier? What do you think?
No, I think if you came in about 9:30, that would be about right.
Yeah, okay.
And I would just come in...
Stand and not...
We met in the cabinet room, and the labor and management people are seated on either side of your chair, which is empty, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it would be good to have Ollie come in and take a picture, which could be released. And... then just say your piece and leave.
You don't want me to sit down? I probably better not sit down.
I think it would be good to sit down and let Ollie take a picture and while you're talking to them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll be there about 9:30, 9:35. Okay.
Okay.
All right.